That's what I thought, because...
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy daylight savings time, happy first Sunday of Lent, and I'm glad you're here. Let's go ahead and pray. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Heavenly Father, we always invite you to come by your spirit and put away all the busyness and all the distraction, all the voices that clamor for our attention. We can sit at your feet, learn of you, grow in our faith, and become more like Jesus. And Father, we ask you to sanctify our time today, that we can grow in the knowledge and love of you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many of you ever heard of St. Augustine? This is his prayer book, the St. Augustine prayer book. And this handout came right out of this prayer book. And my name's on this one. It says February 1984. So it goes back a ways. And it's falling apart because it's got all kinds of great stuff in it. And if you don't have one, I'd encourage you maybe to pick one up just to see all the different ways in which you can draw closer to God. He's got all kinds of commentaries and little liturgies and so forth. I did a conference. One of the first conferences I wrote was called Drawing Closer. It had four parts. And the first session was called Cleaned Up. God wants us to get clean before Him. And that's, of course, confession, repentance, self-examination, right? The second was Trained Up. He wants us to know who He is, what His will is, His word is, and His ways are. And that's found primarily in the Bible. So the training of our a life reflected in the wisdom of God. The third one had to do with what I call powered up. So it's cleaned up, trained up, powered up. What would power up focus on? Power of the Holy Spirit. What is it that God wanted us to have related to the Holy Spirit? And then the fourth one was healed up, that God wants us healed. So it was four sessions. Each one was about an hour long. And this is the session, the notes, a little bit of the notes from that first session on how do we get cleaned up. And what I'd like to do is go through this a little bit, and then I'm going to give you an exercise to do. And here's the exercise. So if you look at your notes, how many of you have ever heard of the seven deadly sins? I can get four of them most of the time. I can't get all of them. But this is based on the seven deadly sins. So you see the first one on page one is pride. And he's got almost three full pages on pride. So that's a huge one, right? The second one is anger on page three. Not as long. The third one is envy. The fourth one is covetousness. And then the fifth one is gluttony. And then there's lust and sloth. And finally, I think it's avarice, right? Is that the last one? No, sloth, okay. What I want you to do is I want you, how many of you need a pencil or something to mark with? Let me get them out of the hall. You know where they are down? Yeah, should be much. What I want you to do is spend the next 25 minutes. It'll take a minute to go through this. And just go through this as you and the Lord were reflecting on what He has in mind and how you're doing. In every area you see an area that you need to deal with, I want you to mark it. Just put a little tick on it. I'm not going to collect them. Your names aren't going to be on them. But you get what I'm saying? But there's a reason we're going to do this. So everybody just stay for the next 20 minutes. It'll take a while to go through. Go through it slowly, deliberately. And if there's an area where the Holy Spirit says, this is it, I want you to pay attention to that. And I just want you to put a little tick by it. And when we finish...
Is it a 1 through 10 or just a tick?
Just a tick. Where the Spirit... So if you're looking at this and you read pride, is putting oneself in the place of God as the center and object of our life. You know in the Lord's Prayer, how do we pray the Lord's Prayer? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Not my kingdom, not my will. It's His, right? So... the refusal to recognize our status as creatures dependent on God for our existence and placed by him in a specific relationship to the rest of creation. So pride wants to separate us from that. And one of the evidences of pride is irreverence. Deliberately neglecting the worship of God every Sunday in his church and being content with perfunctory participation. I mean, just go through the motions. Disregard for other holy days. In addition, opportunities for giving God honor. Failure to thank God or to express it. So he goes into some depth on what pride might look like. So I want you to go through them. And if there's one that really resonates you, just put a tick by it. And I'm going to do the same thing. So I'm going to pause this. Okay, we're back. How'd you all do? A little examination, look at yourself. If you look at the first page, I just want to read the two paragraphs on the first page, give you an idea of a little bit more about St. Augustine. He lived in the 4th century, that's the 300s, and he wrestled with his sinful nature and his inability to overcome the flesh, particularly sexual immorality. His conversion to the faith and the infilling of the Holy Spirit enabled him to successfully break his old sinful habits and behaviors. Anybody remember who his mom was?
Monica.
Monica? Yeah. She was a godly mom. How many have a praying mother? I did. My mom prayed for me. I needed it too. So he got converted. He got baptized and he became the bishop in Hippo. And he successfully stood against three of the major heresies of the day, the Donatists, the Pelagians, and the Manichaeans. If you ask me what those are, the only one I really remember is the Pelagian. Pelagian was a monk from England, actually, and he believed that you could, using the vernacular, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps, like it was up to you. It was, you know, your willpower, your strength, and of course that's leading toward works, and if we could do it ourselves, Jesus wouldn't have to do it for us, right? So it wasn't, they rejected that. He authored two books that are still in print today, if you can believe it. These books were written in the 4th century. They're still in print today. One's called Confessions, and that's basically his autobiography of all the things he did that was wrong in his confession. He just said, this is who I was. And the other is called The City of God. It's a classic. It's very hard for me to read some of the old books. They write in paragraphs, not sentences. You don't know what the subject of the verb is until you're like, you know, halfway through the bottom of the page. And it's very, it's challenging for my simple brain to go through that level of academic excellence. And his influence on Western Christianity was enormous, and it even continues to this day. One of the great gifts that St. Augustine left us was the self-examination, a thorough, penetrating way to look at our lives in light of God's holiness. This tool helps us to see our sinful nature, the weaknesses of our flesh, and providing a healthy self-examination is an opportunity to humbly confess our sins against Almighty God and our neighbor. And then you have the seven deadly sins. Now, if you have your Bible, I want to show you something. It's in James chapter 5. James chapter 5. It's verse 16. Anybody got it? Who wants to read it to us? James 5:16.
Therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working.
So one of the challenges I want to give you today is I'd like you to pick somebody in the room and go through your list with them and say, here's what I'm struggling with. What are you struggling with? And share with one another. What you'll find is we're all in the same boat. We're all basically in the same boat. So I'm going to do it. Jerry, I think you and I should do it. We're both pastors. So we'll share our list, and then I want you to pick somebody and just go through the list. Say, here's what the Lord showed me, and I want you to pray for me and do it reciprocally. Will you do that? Will you do that? Is that too scary? All right, everybody up. Get your sheet. It'd be better women with women, men with men. Go through the list and just share what the Lord showed you.